Yeah, and we're coming back in again. And I think the name of this video on this sheet, it's blanked out. Obviously, the video can't come up on the printdown I have, but I think it's EMF RF microwave radiation test results from our Wi-Fi smart meter. Well, here we are. Well, it's giving a YouTube reference, MQT39KAD18. Well, that's very hard to remember. But I think if you type in EMF RF microwave radiation, a range of videos will come up for you. That's one good thing about YouTube. It does group them together. But another thing, sorry, I should give out the phone number. The phone number for this program is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. If anything to ask to this myriad of cocktail of attacks on us through all these methods, the way government and multinationals are attacking people. And another one, sounds like I'm paranoid. I'm certainly not a paranoid person. But they're saying how dangerous the disease infection factor on airlines. Well, the recycled air, I could never understand why airlines, not that I fly very much ever, or have ever, but why can't they have proper fresh air on airlines? I'll have to get somebody on to talk about this. The recycled air is a disgusting factor. It's recycling all the germs on the aircraft, never mind these fast turnover of airlines and the seats where you're sitting, etc., etc., etc. But this quick article here, flying in filth, 9 airplane surfaces that harbor dangerous bacteria. And I'll just get to them straight away. One, tray table. Like mentioned earlier, the tray table is the dirtiest and most likely place to harbor pathogenic bacteria. I think second only to the keyboard in an internet cafe. They say that's more dangerous than a public toilet. Philip Tierney, PhD, a professor of microbiology and pathology at NYU School of Medicine, an author of The Secret Life of Germs, claims that nobody is thoroughly cleaning the tray tables once the airplane drops off its passengers. Well, it's a race for staff to get it done in a few minutes every time. And worse again, I've never been on them, and I know, God help it, I never intend to be on it. These cruise ships where these unfortunate workers are paid like $1 an hour, and they get food on board, and they have to clean maybe 300 cabins a day. They have to fly through these units and toilets with the same cleaning materials, you know. But according to Dr. Neil Nandy, a gastroenterologist and assistant professor of Drexel University College in Medicine, cleaning tray tables on aircraft with a hand wipe is the first thing people should do when they take their seat. Well, have your own stuff on board, which are so-called hand luggage. Number two, the other risk, giving 9 risks on air traffic, airline travel. Two, touchscreens and magazines. Yeah, just as the tray tables, touchscreens and house a broad range of germs that easily can be, I presume if you're sharing them, tackled by sanitizing the whole screen before you start watching the movie. The New York Post also warns to stay clear from in-flight magazines that they have been sitting there collecting germs for months. Oh, sure. Three, the bathroom door handles. Oh, yeah. Well, that's where there were MRSA in the UK was rampant on that one because of the contracting out to third world cleaners. Next to the tray tables, bathroom door handles. The bathroom door is one of the filthiest places on the plane, anywhere. Tierno suggests this guy to carry a sanitizing gel with 60% alcohol with you and clean your hands when you return to your seat. This is a bit of a horror story. I don't intend to turn this program into a horror story, but these are kind of horror stories. Number four on airlines, toilet and lid. Well, obviously, let's say the bleeding obvious. According to Nandy, some particles may be dispersed into the air when flushing. To avoid any of these particles ending up in your hands, make sure you lift the seat, etc., etc. Do what you need to do. Number five, soap dispenser and water faucet. The faucets and soap dispensers are two other germ-collecting hotspots, as they are the first thing you'll touch after doing your business. Again, using sanitizing gel after using these is recommended. Paper towel dispensers. I don't know how they are, so one on the list, but here we are. While airplane toilets may be cleaner than tray tables because they are cleaned regularly during the flight, most surfaces still contain a good number of sick-making bacteria. When reaching for paper towels, make sure you only touch the towel itself. Yeah, surrounding the area. Number seven of this horror story list on airlines, overhead air vents. Well, I worked for a duct cleaning company in Toronto one time, and I was truly shocked at domestic houses using that filthy, filthy forced air system. Both pets and children are constantly sick. And what happens is the plaster dust from the construction of the house is in the vents, and it's minutely visible and mostly invisible, being recirculated through the house, and you're breathing that. I could not believe that North America has forced air. It's a despicable heating system. It's one of the worst in the world, considering North America is overflowing with natural gas. I could never understand that. Overhead air vents are really deadly. As reported by Nandi, people are constantly adjusting their air vents, making it yet another place where bacteria can thrive. Well, that's where Legionnaires' disease develops. To avoid a steady stream of bacteria blowing into your face, use a tissue to wipe it clean before you adjust. Well, I think you'd need more than that, Gnostic, you really would. But coming up, I'll take a phone call in a second when we finish this list. Headrest. The headrest may house lice or germs coughed up by previous users. This is really cheerful. Tierno advises people to bring their own pillow. Should bring their own pillow, create their own protective barrier. Not with the restrictions of getting on an aircraft. Sneezing passengers. Number nine. Here we are, the final one. This horror story ends here. Sick people seated right behind the next or next to you can also spread germs if they are constantly sneezing and coughing. Obviously, that's the kind of the bleeding obvious, as Basil Fawlty would say. Anyway, we have a caller, Sovereign Man in Freedom Land. Hello, Sovereign Man, are we there today? Yeah?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Well, what are you going to lay on us today? Yeah?
I thank you for taking my call. Well, you were talking about the phone mask, but by the way,
I didn't get that. Talking about the what?
Well, in the UK, you call them phone masks. Over here, we call them cell phone towers.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, in my area, in my region, I'm starting to see these phone masks going up around. Basically, it's a network. I don't know if it's active yet, but at the top of the, it's basically a gang or three cell phone masts, which are transponder receivers, transceivers, and they're around the telephone, the light poles, like you know the street lights, which mm-hmm. are about like I would say the second story of a building.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, you know, when you were talking, I'm very familiar with that, with the woman whose son died of the brain tumors from mm-hmm. from the phone mask behind the dormitory.
Virginia Farber,
I'm very familiar with that. And mm-hmm. so I'm thinking, you know, these things are like the second, at the level of the second floor of the buildings. So, I mean, anybody that lives around those towers, yeah, they're going to get it radiated.
Sure. Well, now, go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, I also wanted to interject. The listeners have made a online chat room for the Barden Report.
Oh, yeah.
So in the event that you want to put, like, that link for the YouTube for the people to get, you can go to thebardenreport.chat tango, it's chattango.com. It's chattango.
I see.
And actually, I'm going to pop a picture of the cell mast or the towers in the chat, too.
Okay. I do have an email, two emails as well. Let's take them at one now. bardenreport@gmx.com. That's an email for this program. Sorry, I haven't given it out. BardenReport@gmx.com. Okay? BardenReport@gmx.com if you want to send emails. I'll read it out twice, two or three times an hour from now on. I'm forgetting myself to do it. But I'm not a high-tech techie, you see. But just read that. Give me that again. Chatango. I wasn't familiar with these things at all.
Yeah, I can also send the link to the board op.
Send it to bardenreport@gmx.com and I'll set it up then, okay?
Okay. And I'll put your email in the chat also.
Very good, very good, very good. Okie dokie.
Thank you.
Well, thank
you
for that. And we'll talk to you soon. Sovereign man. okay. There's many of them up in Montana as well. Anyway, okay. Talk to you soon, okay? Thanks a lot. The one other story here, in terms of the presidential election and all this despicable legislation to hide GMO contents in food with not declaring the labeling. Green Party candidate Jill Stein promises to label GMO and industry influence over regulatory agency if elected president. She's the Green Party candidate for the United States. I presume a lot of the Bernie Sanders supporters will switch over to her now. In this case, it says it's highly acutely toxic at very low level and has chronic effects. The bottom, did I miss the beginning of this article? I did, yeah. Boom, 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 boom. So you're wrongly clipped together. This leftist media tries backing Stein into a corner over her views on vaccine and autism, trying to demonize her as an anti-vaxxer. Well, there's nothing wrong with being an anti-vaxxer. The Washington Post asked the candidate if she thought vaccines cause autism. Well, the world of civilized people knows that it does. Vaccines are an invaluable medication, she said. She's backing off, adding, like any medication, they also should be approved by a regulatory board that people can trust. And I think right now that is the problem. The people do not trust the Food and Drugs Administration or even the CDC for that matter, where corporate influence and the pharmaceutical industry has a lot to influence. They're running it, for God's sake. They're actually running it. The revolving door, they switch management from the government back to GlaxoSmithKline and Monsanto in out onto the boards of the Federal Drugs Administration. Through her response, though her response was thoughtful and fair, Stein was still attacked for not giving a hard no. Please just imagine this Stalinist media, gutless media, bought and paid for. They're fed the news, the mainstream media, like battery chickens are fed grain. They're absolutely disgusting. Please just state in a positive, please just state in the positive, vaccines don't cause autism, wrote Fred Brodsky on Twitter. Another planted shill, Fred Brodsky. My God. While Stein was unwilling to admit the link between vaccines and autism, her position on GMOs is much more hard-hitting. Well, she must be very ignorant of vaccines. The Green Party candidate says she fully, heartily supports a moratorium on GMOs until they are proven safe, which they never will be. And she fears the same about pesticides. Stein... farmers need to produce real food that's sustainable. Well, that is what they're meant to be there for, but they've sold out 80% of them. I was discussing this with Vince Fanelli on this program some time back, and I just wanted to know what the figure was. And he thinks it's about 80% of U.S. farming is GMO. When asked as president if she would eliminate federal farm subsidies, Stein said, that's if she won the presidency, our food system should be treated for what it is and not as a tool for agribusiness and market share. Absolutely. Our current subsidies drive the food system towards a very unhealthy, industrialized, Franken food type system. Those subsidies need to be redirected to support small farmers and to support community farms and the institutions that can provide real food in a way that is sustainable for the long haul. That means localized food systems rather than this globalist industry factory system. Well, considering they're banning growing food in your garden a lot of the states, and that article I read earlier where a SWAT team descended on an 81-year-old man growing a few marijuana plants for his ailments for medicinal purposes. Are we living in tyranny? Yes, we are. But anyway, to repeat this thing, this means localized food systems rather than this globalized industrial factory system, which is extremely unhealthy for the economy, farmers, and for people who eat the food. The planet is being poisoned by the pesticides and the greenhouse gases that are being produced in the current system. Well, greenhouse gases, she's wrong on that one. Stein's position on GMO is far stronger than most candidates and is likely and is likely one of the reasons she continues to garner support. Recent polls show Stein at 5%, God help us, and Libertarian nominee Gary Johnson at 9%. Third-party candidates need to hit around 13% in the national polls in order to make the presidential debates. I see. Well, the polling in America is totally, totally rigged, and never was it so rigged as in this year of 2016. And a sad event in the UK is most of the polling companies in the UK are now American-owned, and that's why they got the last two elections wrong. And they don't care, because they are about trying to influence public opinion, not report on public opinion. That's the difference. But and it says, U.S. consumers organized massive boycott against food companies refusing to food companies that are refusing to label GMOs. The person writing this article is Ethan Huff for Natural News. The Organic Consumers Association is organizing a nationwide boycott of all the companies that have been fighting against legitimate labeling laws for the genetically modified GMOs, and specifically those that favor the recently passed DARC Act, S-764 legislation. A scheme backed by Monsanto, of course. The bill, which many are now referring to as the Monsanto DARC Act, Act 2.0, was signed into law by Barack Obama on July 29th. It nullifies existing state-level labeling laws like those of Vermont that would have mandated printed labels on all food items containing GMOs, and replaces these laws with a nationwide QR barcode system that both confusing and discriminatory, not to mention completely ineffective. Members of the powerful Grocery Manufacturers Association, which represents some 300 junk food and pesticide companies, said, what a bunch to have together, 300 junk food and pesticide companies, the GMA, lovely group of people, helped ensure a victory for this bill, despite tens of thousands of calls and comments of opposition from members of the public. In response, OCA is now calling on all Americans to stand up and say no more by the OCA, the Organic Organization, by promising not to buy products from the companies working overtime to keep people in the dark. What the OCA is asking people to do specifically is to look for the new smart label or codes, of which it has dubbed the Mark of Monsanto, on food products, and if present, to avoid purchasing those products, as well as I see they can be identified, that's interesting, to avoid purchasing those products as well as any other products sold by that particular brand. Instead, consumers should look for products that bear a certified organic or non-GMO product verified seal. I don't know what they are. Of course, the surest way to ensure the fruit is truly GMO free is to grow it yourself. Well, very few people have the facilities for doing that. The only exception to this are healthy and organic cheetah brands owned by parent companies that have contributed financially or politically to stopping mandatory GMO labeling. The traitor brands, that's a good name for them, the traitor brands that consumers should avoid supporting, followed by their parent companies' names and financial contributors to fight GMO labeling, include, oh, he's giving a list of here. Well, the first one is, excuse me, I, Naked Juice, Honest Tea, Gerber Organic. But oh, let's see what that list. This list is for what? Following by their parent company names of financial. Yeah, these are the people who are refusing to label properly. Naked Juice, Honest Tea, Gerber Organic, Sweetened Tea, Bocca Burgers, Annie's Cascadian Farm, or Alexia Palm. Farm Organic Cooking, Bare Naked, I don't know what they are, RW Knutson, Dagoba, D-A-G-O-B-A, Hershey, Earth Grains Bread, Simply Asia, what a mouthful, Applegate Farms. Ooh, these have all contributed to the non-labeling. The OCA calls Obama out for betraying Americans by signing this S-764 Act into law. And I'll continue reading this after the break.
Lenders. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run, or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
Okay, and we're coming back in again. I'd rather listen to that music of Ackerbilt than the stuff I'm reading out here, but there you are. The OCA, I was reading this article about U.S. consumers organized massive boycott against food companies refusing to label GMOs. Now, the OCA, which is the Organic Organization of America, Ronnie Cummins, international director of OCA, has also called Obama out for failing to deliver on his promise on the campaign trail to label GMOs, he wrote in a scathing indictment. Yeah, that guy couldn't tell the truth by accident, could he? Obama. Despite hundreds of thousands of signatures, phone calls, and emails to the White House, President Obama on Friday, the 29th of July, signed into law S-764, the DARC Act, a bill that preempts Vermont's GMO labeling law. The bill allows corporations to hide information about GMOs behind confusing QR electronic barcodes that more than a third of Americans can't even read because they don't have smartphones or reliable internet services. It's incomprehensible. Well, they'll fiddle the electronic reading of that anyway. It's easy to do. It's incomprehensible that Obama, who on the campaign trail promised to label GMOs and he issued an executive order directing Congress not to preempt state laws, which he has done both. He's reneged on both. succumb to the industry pressure to be traded. Well, like David Cameron, he's bought and paid for. He's absolutely bought and paid for by Google, Monsanto, Microsoft, the whole lot. OCA has also released a smartphone app that will help identify which brands and products to avoid. It's called Buycott. Buycott, B-U-Y-C-O-T-T, B-O-Y-C-O-T-T. That's an OCA smart app that will help you scan these labels. And that's pretty good. I'll just repeat that again for the third time. The OCA has also released a smartphone app that will help you identify which brands and products to avoid. It's called Buycott, B-U-Y-C-O-T-T, and it's available both for the Apple iPhone and Google Android platforms. Well, I hope they're safe on Google, considering what Google are doing, wiping out information, which I still have difficulty getting, about Clinton and the Haiti millions that are missing. But like Facebook and Google are using the entire resources of those organizations to get Hillary Clinton elected with propaganda. It's absolutely unbelievable level we've arrived at now. And here's another story about a government gone stark raving bonkers, as we know. I used to have great respect for Sweden, the makers of IKEA, Scania trucks, Volvo, which are still great items they make. But the Swedish government and people have gone stark raving bonkers. Swedish government spends millions telling citizens to eat insect meat to end climate change. Isn't that interesting? And this is an article written by Joseph Jankowski from Active Post, April 2016. The Swedish government is taking an extremely bizarre commitment to fighting climate change by spending large sums of taxpayers' money to develop meat made from mealworms and crickets. I thought they were survivalist foods if you're in a crisis, but and sorry, I got a name slightly wrong here, roll this back. And crickets, yeah. Vinnova, the Swedish government agency that distributes money for research and development, is spending some 2.7 billion kroner, about $261 million, to replace conventional meat with climate-friendly insect meat and other strange alternatives. Well, there's only one aspect of that is correct that they have mentioned here, is the cattle in fields giving off methane gas. That is a negative, all right. But the worst use of land you can possibly have is raising cattle. Other animals are much more productive, like chickens and etc. But cattle is the only one you could say that is a negative in this system. Anyway, green activists and the United Nations, oh yes, are behind such political initiatives as Meat-Free Mondays, a gateway to full vegetarianism. Yeah, it'll be at gunpoint now. You must become a vegan in another 10 years or so. It'll be illegal to eat meat, which are based on the premise that meat consumption is driving man-made climate change. We'll see Al Gore pop up on this one. Another method to reduce the so-called burden on the earth is replacing meat protein, and that harvests it from insects instead. Yeah. To that end, Vinnova, this is the Swedish government agency, is awarding $500,000 each to 15 different projects across the country, each of which is tasked with creating edible prototypes of new food. I can hear background music there. Okay, it looks like we're coming off to another break. And we should be back in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious fastest meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, we're coming back in again, and we're just continuing on with this article. Swedish government gone bonkers. I mean, they've let in, it's now, as I say, I won't go into the details, but they, like Germany, have let in hundreds of thousands of Middle Eastern Muslims, and now Malmo in Sweden and many of the cities are the rape capital of Europe, women being attacked by Muslim men. That's absolute fact, and it's almost an offence in the Swedish papers to report on that. I mean, it's unbelievable. I cannot believe the Swedes that I had so much respect for have gone to that thing. Anyway, we have a caller, Jenna in Olympia, Washington. Hello, Jenna.
Hello, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, yes. How are you doing?
I thought I'd call in because I just read this article out of Acres USA. It's an agricultural magazine. Mm-hmm. And the title of the article is Down the Wormhole, Rock Dust, Local. And it's by a guy named David Yarrow, who applies biological methods for large-scale farming. Mm-hmm. And it's incorporating some biochar and, you know, non-GMO seeds, no chemical fertilizers, and it's an excellent article. And I just wanted to point out that this David Yarrow, he's going to be speaking at a biochar conference in Corvallis, Oregon this month, August 22nd. And this is all recent information that I think is moving in a positive direction for our listeners to understand that there's some movers and shakers out there, and they're applying their skills to and sharing. And it's a great article, so I just wanted the listeners to be able to access it.
Give us the name of that guy again. What's the guy's name? David?
David Yarrow, and he is a farmer.
How do you spell Yarrow?
It's Y-A-R-R-O-W.
David Yarrow, okay. And the name of the article is?
Down the Wormhole.
Down the Wormhole. Just to say about that, I'm not sneering at the people. There's certain worms, if you grow them, pick the right ones, are very good as a food. They really are. But this thing where the problem, I probably didn't make it clear enough, in Sweden is they're going to end up making this legislation. It's an option for people. That's fine. And by the way, the biochar people, I know they're on the edges of organics and that, but or maybe they're fully organic, but one thing that they can do is get chicken manure that's unpolluted with cleaning chemicals and compost it with wood chip. I've said this before. I worked for a company in Ireland that did that. They were using pig manure, but chicken manure from chicken for barns, sawdust is already on. They're largely growing the chickens on sawdust as a bedding. Chicken manure and wood chip mixed together over 8 weeks and rotated and turned, the odor goes out of it completely, and that's one of the most powerful organic fertilizers you can use. And it will really build up soil. But I've been saying it a bit, I best put up an article I'll put it connected to this email address I have. But anyway, anything else on that, yeah?
Well, no, I just hoped that you have a look at this article. It's great, and it's very recent.
Very good, very good. Okay, thank you for that.
Yeah, have a good one.
Thank you very
much.
Okay, talk to you soon. There's many options, but I'll just continue on this article and see where they go with it in Sweden. Green activists and the United Nations are behind such political initiatives to meet Free Mondays, etc. To that end, Swedish agency, Vinnova, is awarding half a million kroner to each 15 different projects across the country, with tasks to creating edible prototype of new food. Among the mouth-watering projects being funded are an attempt to produce good and healthy products from mealworms, which are fed on vegetable food scraps, to become a climate-friendly source of protein. Well, some of them can, that's no doubt about it. Food products made from refined mealworms and mincemeat. They are allowing mincemeat made out of climate-smart. Well, the worm is flesh, isn't it? You can't go and take to extremes like vegans. But the vegans, I've always found, it's so much is about food and the rest is about a political attitude. And they're very hard people to deal with, in Britain here anyway. In November, there will be a competition held to select the best product with a potential of an extra 2 million kroner investment from the government. Well, we'll be having mealworm restaurants soon, and we'll see how that is. But there's one very successful, I think it's up in Bradford in England, very, very advanced vegetarian restaurant that is one of the most advanced in the world, and it's doing roaring business. It's a multi-story building in Bradford. But anyway, according to the press release from Vinnova, the Swedish government agency, the project has the goal of increasing the Swedish food industry's competitiveness with products that are developed based on raw materials and can be produced cost-effectively in Sweden. The press release informs Swedes that they can look forward to this type of food being in their grocery stores in the near future. I see. These initiatives to wean populations off conventional meat to combat climate change are becoming a trend, as Denmark currently is waiting together to implement a new tax on red meat. Oh, tax on red meat, thank God. With cattle allegedly contributing to a tenth of global emissions, the Danish Council of Ethics has recommended an initial tax on beef with a view to extending it later in the red meat. Well, the problem I'm trying to just highlight here, we cannot get involved in the UN's definition of sustainability. That person, Jenna, I'm sure knows, she grows stuff, originally, sustainability was about nurturing the land, rotating crops, and looking after hedgerows and wildflowers so that bees still exist. But sustainability in the mouth of the UN policy is about carbon taxes and driving us off the land into micro apartments and cities. That is what sustainability in their mouths means. And it's the linchpin of the policy of Agenda 21, which numerous people on RBN and GCN have been highlighting over the years. Just take a look at this report from Leo Hodgman, World Net Daily, titled "Guard Your Steak." Oh, I see. Okay, bullies at UN. I red meat. He's attacking this back. And if you think it is just those liberal Europeans who are planning to restrict the consumption of beef, think again, says Patrick Wood, a US economist and expert on global governance. Oh yes, very good. He's been on RBN governance, who authored the book Technocracy Rising, the Trojan Horse of Global Transformation. Wood says the attack on meat is global, and like many of the ideas that get made into policies by the White House, Congress, and state legislators, they originate at the United Nations in its agenda for... I did not pre-read this article, by the way, for their agenda for sustainability. So they're agreeing with what I say. They've tried to pull this off in various ways in several states already, and people have rejected it, Wood said of the beef tax. But they keep trying, and they're passionate about cow farts and methane, he says. I see. And he's still talking here, Patrick Wood. Well, he's worth quoting, an outstanding man. It's about 1,200 pages thick. This is the beef tax legislation. Sounds like the European Union. And that is a working manual for UN Agenda 21. And they tell you that there is what is sustainable and what is not sustainable. And the list of things that are not sustainable include cattle dams, roads, golf courses, good Lord, all kinds of things. Patrick Wood's book, Technocracy Rising, I'm getting a copy of it soon, is well worth reading. There's no doubt about it. But here's a connection with current situation. Donald Trump says voters have the right to ban fracking. By the way, this morning on the Dateline London, just about an hour or two ago on the BBC, Gavin Esler brings in foreign correspondents to the studios, and they're all the liberal lefty perspective, of course, most 90% of them, which is the BBC's mantra. And they were trying to say that Donald Trump's campaign is finished and Hillary Clinton is at 80%. I never heard such crap in all my life, although Trump has a problem about shooting his mouth off. He really has. And another problem Trump has is got his family around him, as opposed, this is what Al Gore did, which peed off professional political managers. Presumably you picked them, hand-picked them. But Trump is trying to run this with his family, and he'll crash and burn, I tell you. He'd better cop on to what planned speeches are and just otherwise keep his mouth shut. Plan and write speeches and stop talking off out of the side of your mouth, which is a Scottish trait, running off of the mouth. But Donald Trump says voters have the right to ban fracking. Well, we'll just see what he's saying here. And who's writing this article? J.D. Hayes at Natural News. It may not be with his more conservative... it may not be what his more conservative supporters want to hear, especially now that gasoline is much more affordable again. And Texas shale oil has reportedly fought Saudi Arabia to a standstill. I don't think they have. But Donald Trump made a good point when he said recently that it should be up to local voters to decide if they want to ban oil and gas extraction procedures. Absolutely. Well, it should be banned outright. It is a despicable attack on groundwater. Well, I'm in favor of fracking, but voters should have a big say in it. So who's he quoting here? Hold on. I've turned over a page here. This is Trump here. I'm afraid of Frank, but voters should have a big say in it. Well, he's facing both ways on this issue. This is really disgraceful. This is not what I thought, this article. Some areas maybe, but they don't want to have fracking, and I think that voters are voting for it. I think that if voters are voting for it, that's up to them. Trump said in an interview with reporters last week while at a campaign stop in Colorado, fracking is something that we need. Fracking is something that's here whether we like it or not. Well, that is stupid. But it is a municipality of state wants to ban fracking. I can understand that. Well, one of the major facts in the world is there's enough gas already discovered in the world to run everything in the world energy-wise for 100 years. It wouldn't be particularly good for environment, but there's other things like hydrogen technology, which has been stood on by the oil company. Honda have one of the most advanced cars in production, which is run on a hydrogen fuel cell and has the very same performance of a petrol car. But again, you have to go through these things and draw out where people are, shills for organizations. Trump has often been criticized for what many have called his lack of constitutional depth and knowledge. But on this issue, he gets it exactly right. No, he doesn't. He's only half right. It is the ultimate act of federalism to combine a central government with regional state governments into a singular political system. Oh, what the hell is he saying here, this guy? What's ironic, though, is that those who oppose him on this stance that locals ought to decide has no problem deciding for themselves that they should disregard federal laws against recreational pot use. Well, that's a ridiculous analogy. Like the Western, what's relevant to say here, the Western states, which are 50%, I did the statistics the other night myself, looking at a map of all the amount of federal land owned in the Western states, the four, I think it's 38, it's 12 Western states, is 50% on average. It's up to 84 in Nevada and that, and higher. But it's only 5% in the other 38 states. But the Western United States, the federal government own it outright. And that is what put the Bundys and the Hammonds in prison and the BLM, setting up the BLM to depopulate the West. And that's what Range magazine and C.J. Hadley write up on their quarterly magazine every quarter. And the current issue of Range magazine, which is highlighted in RVN, is an outstanding issue. It really is, writing up very vividly what's going on in the Western states. But this fracking has no role in America. This is absolute BS. There's enough gas in Canada, especially, and North America, to run this, and around the world, to run the system for 100 years. That is fact. I know that from energy writers and researchers. Trump is at least honest with everyone about what he feels. Clinton is only honest with those who pay her. We know that. As reported by the Daily Caller, pro-energy groups and backers of fracking don't want the issue to go to voters because they believe that most of the state's residents would oppose the procedure. Of course they would. Even though fracking operations in places like Pennsylvania, Texas, North Dakota, and New Mexico are providing state and local governments with a raft of new revenue. Well, that's half the story. A year or two ago, even during the high price of oil, 1,100 fracking operations were abandoned in Wyoming, and all the pollution and mess was there for the state to pick up after them because they had expended too much money and they ran out of money to run their operations, even at a high oil price. And it's like these wretched crap wind farms and wind turbines. They are built with subsidies, and there's no way they're self-sustaining unless they're in an extreme high wind area. And around the UK is littered with them, and they'll just be left as rusting hulks in another few years. But let's just finish out this article on fracking about what Trump is saying. What's more, energy groups are critical of municipalities in Colorado who have put the issue up for a popular vote, a decision that actually runs afoul of a recent court ruling that prohibits cities and local governments from outright fracking bans, or otherwise. A court ruling that bans the state having a fracking ban. I mean, this is obscene. Restricting natural gas development. A pair of Colorado cities, Longmont and Fort Collins, yeah, I used to know Fort Collins, claimed earlier this summer that state laws does not explicitly allow fracking, and therefore banning the procedure was not improper or illegal. Let's read that again. A pair of Colorado cities, Longmont and Fort Collins, claimed earlier this summer that state laws does not explicitly allow fracking. Well, it doesn't ban it either. And therefore, banning the procedure was not improper or illegal. Okay, got that. But pro-fracking energy groups defeated the city's proposal in the Colorado Supreme Court. I don't imagine the general run of the public would support fracking, which decided that a ban is preempted by state law and therefore it is invalid and unenforceable. Pro-fracking groups have also said that restrictions or bans are infringement. But pro-fracking groups are financed by the multinationals. I'd love to see the percentage of the public who voted in that poll, and that's a terrible lacking part of this article. Meanwhile, in Texas, Governor Greg Abbott signed legislation a year ago that made it illegal for localities in the state to ban fracking or any drilling activity that the state has authorized. The Ohio Supreme Court has also ruled that the local government cannot block fracking operations by banning them if such action is permitted by the state. So again, we not only take your country back, as I say, by county, state by state, you have to micromanage this attack. This hasn't stopped environmental groups like Food and Water Watch, the Sierra Club, Earthworks, and local activists organizing from supporting local activists organizing a local ban and continuing to fight to get it legally established. One of those groups, Coloradans Resisting Extreme Energy Development, CREED, as they're known as, proposed nearly a dozen measures to the state legislature in January to either restrict fracking or ban it altogether. But localized people have to get together and seriously organize groups to fight government, local government, and Agenda 21 and the multinationals who really do outnumber them financially and in all the dirty tricks they can pull. But this article goes on and on. We'll leave it there. I don't think it is. It says, as for Trump, he clearly believes that fracking is viable, safe, and productive for the country. At a campaign event earlier this year in North Dakota, he said that he hoped to make American energy dominance a strategic, economic, and foreign policy of the United States. Well, not unless you can get the total cooperation of the five sisters, the five mega oil companies. But they're trying to vary these stories, not to be depressing people too much. But Mike Adams is writing in his own organization, everything is rigged. He's absolutely right. Medicine.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's Colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with Colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Robertson Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Okie dokie, and we're in for the last 5 minutes. I can't believe where the time went today. I know I have a kind of a dog's dinner of articles I'm bringing out today, but we thank Jenna and Sovereign Man for the calls, and just remind them that it's the start of organizing this program. I know I'm slow at doing it, but barton@gmx.com. If people send emails to that, I'll reply to them, and we put together the other element the guys were talking about. But there's a very good article here. I'm going to run out of time. Mike Adams, Everything is Rigged. I'll start next week with this article because it's very, very good. Medicines, Everything is Rigged. Medicine, science, elections, the media, money, education, search engines, social media. You are living in a fabricated fairy tale. Absolutely. Total tyranny. After witnessing how Reuters just blatantly cooked the presidential election polls this week to favor Clinton, and how the mainstream media is so terrifyingly biased in favor of Clinton that the very foundation of democracy is now in crisis, it sure is. It's time to tell you something that perhaps a lot more people are finally ready to hear. Everything is rigged. Every institution in America is sold out, corrupted, and politically rigged to favor big government and big business. Absolutely. America is a lost country, explains Paul Craig Roberts. And I encourage people to go to Paul Craig Roberts' site and read his outstanding articles. Truly outstanding. He has the most accurate grip on what is actually happening in the world today. Outstanding man. The total corruption of every public and private institution is complete. Nothing remains but tyranny, and lies, endless lies. CNN, Reuters, the Associated Press are all now shameless promoters of every big lie across every sector of society, from vaccines and GMOs to elections and politics. The federal government itself is incapable of doing anything other than lying, and it has totally corrupted the entire realm of science by pulling the strings of funding via the National Institute of Health and the NSF. The FDA is entirely corrupt, as is the USDA. Oh, I know about the USDA. Both functions now as little more than a marketing propaganda, or a little more than a marketing propaganda pushes of big pharma, big biotech. Similarly, Google, Facebook, and Twitter are all rigged. Well, they're busting their gut to get Hillary Clinton elected right now, censoring the voices they don't want anyone to hear, while highlighting and establishing lies they wish to promote. Here's what rigged really means and the tools of tyranny. When I say everything is rigged, what does that mean exactly? All official sources are ordered to constantly lie about everything, weaving illusions to push chosen narratives rooted in fiction. And there are no Islamic terrorists or carbon dioxide in poison. that there's no Islamic terrorists or carbon dioxide to poison the planet. All voices of reason and sanity are silenced. Only the most insane, irrational voices are allowed to be magnified through the media, including social media. Well, God help young people who are being absolutely ripped asunder with definitions and propaganda in social media, Facebook and Twitter, etc. This is also true across the sciences, where real science has been all but snuffed out by political agendas. Well, bought and paid for scientists, as I've been saying for many weeks. Political agendas, biosludge, GMOs, glyphosate, mercury in density, etc. I don't know why he's put that in there. All facts are obliterated by propaganda. Facts have no place in any debate, according to the government. And those who invoke facts are shamed and silenced. Like children are coming home from school in Canada and are saying there's no such thing as truth. There's no such thing as truth. They're at a new age school. Or even fired from their jobs, expelled from people who invoke the facts are fired from their jobs, expelled from their schools, are bullied into the state of suicide in social media. Anyone who invokes facts on things that, like the actual statistics of police shootings, is told they are part of the problem because they have the wrong attitude about social justice. Ooh. Every branch of government is weaponized against the people and is used as an assault tool against political enemies who threaten the status quo. All science is distorted into absurd, politically motivated conclusions about everything the government wants to use to control the masses, vaccines, etc., etc., etc. Anyway, we'll be back this time next week, and we'll talk to you then.
Your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.